preacher out there, and try to mind the Lord. I think you'll see the Lord's in the orchestration of this. You got your Bibles, let's open up to the book of Jonah, chapter number 4. Jonah, chapter number 4. I appreciate the tenderness of the Lord, amen. Amen. I want everybody to know this before I read this text. I enjoy coming to the house of God, and I enjoy shouting. I enjoy getting happy in the Lord. I enjoy seeing the Lord move on other people. I enjoy, Sean, seeing God help other people around us. But my favorite services to be in is whenever the Lord is so tender and you can feel Him reaching out to folks just trying to help. There ain't nothing in this world much like the tenderness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one I know that whenever He come across a bruised reed, He wouldn't break it. Only one I know come across a smoking flax that He wouldn't put it out. He's so tender that I appreciate that. Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4, you pray for us. And I'm going to read one verse here, and then I'm going to read just a little bit out of the book of Jeremiah. But I appreciate the song, and I hope you'll see why. In the book of Jonah chapter 4, verse number 3. The Bible says, "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." That's what he records. Jeremiah chapter 18, I told you this has been in my heart the other night. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it. You got a King James Bible, it'll read just like this one here. It said, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And he said, there will I cause thee to hear my words. I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And it says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel." Well, I like this. "As seemed good to the potter to make it. He said, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay's in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel." Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. God, I thank you for the good choir singing. I thank you, Lord, for the special singing. I thank you, God, for just the tenderness of the Holy Ghost tonight. And God, I'm glad. Lord, I thank you. And I mean it. Lord, I'm glad to get a shouter out. And God, I appreciate, Lord, when you come down and God just so tender to us. And I pray tonight, Father, you know what you put in my heart. And God, I'm just asking you to bring it out, Lord, better than it even got in. I pray, Lord, help Kevin to stay out of my own way. And God, help me not to say nothing dumb nor foolish. I pray, God, let every word, God, be impactful. I pray, God, help me to say only the things you'd have us to say and to nothing that you would. And God, I pray at the Lord God in heaven that you'd deal with our hearts in a real special way tonight. And God, we'll be careful to give you glory and honor for it all. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Back in Jonah chapter 4, I got to notice, and everybody in this room, no doubt, you know the story of Jonah. Everybody has heard it. You've heard it preached about. We've known about the whale's belly. We understand about Nineveh. We got all this story down. But I got to notice it here in chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible says, "Therefore now, O Lord, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." And boy, I got to reading that, and I got to thinking, boy, old Jonah should have quit while he was ahead. What you find here in this text is that this starts off being one of the maybe the blessed prayers that you could ever hear, and then it nosedives on him. I want you to watch what it said. I'm going to pray it like it should have been prayed. Here's what he said. He said, "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life." Boy, I wish that would have stopped right there. I wish that would have stopped right where that ran.
decades at. I wish old Jonah would have just put a period. I'd maybe put an exclamation point. And would have just said, Lord, take my life. Amen. But oh, that's not where he stopped at. He said, Lord, take my life from me. But Lord, listen, it's untelling what God would have done with him if he had just got to the place where he'd have said, Lord, take my life. Amen. If the Lord help me tonight, that's what I want to preach on. Yes, so Lord, take my life. I don't know. This ain't going to be nothing fancy. I ain't going to have no preaching. Matter of fact, I got to when I was studying about it, I got to writing some things down. And I really felt like the Lord didn't even want me to write them down. I'm just going to try to preach and try to mind the Lord, all right? But I want to say this to you. There's some places it do us all good in the house of God to get to a place where we just simply came to the Lord and say, Lord, I wish you'd take my life. Amen. Look here, friend. He'll take you warts and all. Amen. I'd take you with every bad thing ever done in your life, everything that's ever been done behind you, everything that's ahead of you. He'll take messed up people, take broken people. He'll take just about anybody. Amen. I'm living proof of it. Thank God. I'm standing right here in the pulpit as a testimony. God will take just about anybody. Amen. And when I say just about anybody, the only people he won't take, thank God, is the folks that reject him. Amen. But I want you to notice here, I got to thinking about old Jonah's life. I got to thinking about where he was at there. And I'm going to give you four things that God put in my heart the other day while I was praying. And it goes something just like this. I want to say, first of all, Lord, take my life and do a work for me. Amen. And now look here, we talked about old Jeremiah. And I ain't got no wheel, but I got a little bit of clay, all right? And now look here, friend, usually when that story starts, old Jeremiah's down there and he's in the potter's house and there's all of this happening right here. But that's not where that story starts at. That clay didn't just end up on the wheel. Look at me, friend. There's not just a clay manufacturing plant back in those days, thank God. If he's going to work with clay, at first he had to go get some clay. Amen. I got to thinking about, thank God, where in the world did he get clay? Well, the Bible teaches us about man, that man, God formed us out of the dust of the earth, and then we start sliding downhill, and we've been going downhill, Rob, about ever since then. But I'll tell you what happened to us, Tanner. We start going downhill, and I found myself sinking down further and further in the mire. That's where I found myself. And if you're here and you're saved, it was a time you found yourself going down, down, down. Amen. But I got good news, thank God. I start trying to figure out where that clay came from, Sheila, and then it happened on it. Amen. I found the verse where the clay came from. That Bible said in Psalms chapter 40, verse number 1, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and I inclined my ear unto him, and he heard my cry, and he brought me up also out of the miry pit. Amen. I thank God brought me up also, rather, out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. I set my feet on a rock and established my going. I put a new song in my mouth. Even praise. I'll tell you what happened, thank God. It was a time, friend, and whenever the Lord Jesus had to reach down to where you was at in the mire and pull you up out of that. Thank God he didn't go, look here, friend. He didn't go to the top shelf. Amen. But praise God, feel like preaching right there. He didn't go to the top shelf and get us. Amen. Thank God, look here, friend. I didn't find us out of the synagogue way up high sitting on the pinnacle. I wasn't sitting in a suit. Amen. Look here, friend. I wasn't singing Jesus Loves Me. I know where the Lord reached down and got me. You say, preacher, you've told 100 times that God saved you when you were 7. He saved me out of the same hell he saved you out of. Amen. Thank God, took the same blood, just as much of it, to cleanse me as it did you. And so he reached out. This is clean clay. Amen. That's not what he got when he got us. He got us up out of the miry clay, and we were awful dirty. But thank God the Bible said unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I just remember sitting down there, and I look here, I get to thinking about, I know that I'm getting a little older, and every time I look look in the mirror, have them white whiskers on my face tell me there's more and more of them. Man. But I'll tell you this, I remember sitting, and I couldn't have been about these boys' age right here. And the boy, I'd sit and I'd watch the old man of God get up sometimes, Brother Delmer. And I thought, man, I wonder if the Lord ever let me do something like that. I mean, I wonder if there'd be a God in heaven that ever used somebody like me. And then I'd get to thinking about everything that happened in my life. And I thought, man, there ain't no way God ever used me. Man. But boy, I'll tell you what Jonah said. He said, Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life. Amen. I'll tell you this, thank God. The best day of your life will be when you give him your life. Amen. He just said, take my life. And he wrote a word for him. Amen. Look what the Bible says there. In the book of Jonah, chapter number 1, the word of God said it like this. He said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go down to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up. Hey, you know what he done with Jonah? Look at me, friend. He had other folks he could have used. Look at me, son. Don't nobody get too messed up on this right here. But I want everybody to understand this. Y'all look at me. If you don't listen, and nothing else I say, I want you to hear this part right here. How many of y'all understand that God knew that Jonah's attitude was going to be poor and that he was going to run before he ever called him? Amen. Ain't that something? Thank God. And we read it and we say, oh, Jonah, he went back on the Lord, went the wrong way, and God had to go after him and get him. Oh, no, Brother Jones. And before the word of the Lord ever came to him the first time, he knew what was in his heart and what he'd do. Amen. And now listen, I tell you, if I was God, what I'd have done, I believe I'd have searched the hearts, and I'd have said, no, not his, and no, not that one, no, not that one. I'd have found somebody who, when I called them, they're going to go. But thank God, that's not how the Lord done it, did he? Amen. He picked somebody, Rick. Even when he called him, he said, as soon as he hears the word, he's going in the wrong direction. And the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came unto him. But boy, I like that next part. It said, but Jonah, amen. I like that, amen. But I like the next verse better where it says, but the Lord, amen. I'm about to preach myself happy, real happy, amen. I'm simply saying this. What about a God in heaven that would reach down where we was at and do a work for us? In order to reach you up out of the miry clay, he had to die on the old rugged cross and shed his last blood, a lamb slain and slaughtered for misfits. And those that are in debt, those that are discontented, and those that were distressed. And God done it all, thank God, to have your life, amen. And so old Jonah no doubt could have said, take my life and do a work for me. But then I thought about this, thank God, not only that, but I'd say secondly, we ought to be willing to bring Christ to our lives and say, don't just do a work for me, but God, I want you to do a work on me, amen. I mean, thank God, you know what you find with old Jonah in chapter 2. Old Jonah gets to going the wrong way, amen. And he gets lifted up in pride. He thinks he knows what's best. And God enrolls him in Bow-U, amen. That's B-O-W-U. That's the belly of the whale university, amen. He enrolls him in a 3-day crash course in theology. And while he's there, he said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to reveal myself unto you. I want you to understand, friend, everybody, Delmer Savage wasn't always Delmer Savage. Y'all know that. Thank God. He wasn't always preaching for 53 years or ever how long it's been. And you know what's happened in all that time? There's a God in heaven just doing a work on them. I mean, now listen, friend. If you're going to go down the potter's house, the first thing he does is he has to stabilize that thing in the center of the wheel. I got to thinking about this, Jordan Potter. Hey, you know, whenever I was a younger preacher, Brother Creston, I'm back in our neck of the woods. Them old preachers, they'd get up and they'd get to preaching about being in the center of God's will. Amen. Does that sound right, Jess? Hang on. I don't hear too much about that anymore. We just settling for folks to get close. Amen. But I'll tell you this, thank God. If you'll ever just say, Lord, take my life. Amen. God will do a work on you. Amen. And now here's the thing. And the Lord's doing a work on you. Look here, friend. That means that there's going to be some things. There's going to be some things, some dreams you thought you was going to have. Some places you're going to go. And the Lord says, oh, no, that's not how this works. Amen. Whenever he got enrolled down there, no, I bow you. I'll tell you what he found out. He found out, thank God, several things have to happen. And number one, we've got to be reformed. Amen. I'm talking about, thank God, made better for the glory of God. And the reformation means things going in the wrong direction. A reformation means they've been brought back to where they're better. Old Jonah going the wrong way. And thank God, but he sent the whale. He said, I'll get you back on track yet. Amen. And sometimes we got to get reformed. Amen. Now look here, friend. I'm saying this tonight. He got reformed. He got transformed. And I want you to understand, if you ever give Christ your life, and I'm talking about being serious, here's what I know. Listen, I ain't trying to be a Debbie Downer. I ain't trying to be, Sally Sarapuss or nothing like that. I'm just being honest with you. I realize sometimes that when I'm preaching to folks, that these folks that say, I don't even care about giving him my life. I ain't even interested in giving him my life. And what I'm interested in doing is doing what I want to do, thank God. And I know that. Amen. Who else knows that God knows it? Amen. But I want to say this. I have very high hopes that there's at least a few folks that are interested in not stopping the prayer or stopping the prayer before Jonah did and just saying, Lord, take my life. Amen. Oh, listen, I'll tell you this. There's a confirmation and there's a transformation. There's a reformation. It's untelling the kind of work that God would do on you. Amen. I mean, just untelling. Would y'all look at me and smile right there? That's just untelling the kind of work God do on you. I'm going to take I've been teasing. Come up here, son. Davis, come here for just a second. You come up here and stand with your daddy for just a second. I want to tell you, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to take me an E.V. Hill praise break, all right? I'm going to stop, and I'm going to rejoice in the goodness of God. Now, there's a lot of places he could be, and you do whatever you want to with this, all right? But while he's sitting here right here with me right now, he has a soccer team's playing in the district championship. And they said, man, they said, surely you're going to play in the district championship. And I thought, why would we go do that when we already know we're on the winning side? Amen. Thank God. Thank God. They said something other like this. They said, surely. They said, you know your dad, he'll let you miss one. They said, after all, if you miss one, you ain't going to go get a bunch of tattoos on your arms and turn into drugs. I said, I know that, thank God. But what about a God in heaven that might do something special for him tonight? Amen. You know how many folks, listen, I'm a brat. You say, preacher, you're bragging on him. You better believe it, thank God. I don't want you to even have any questions about it. You better believe I am, bless God. You know why that is? Hey, it's the work being done on it. And when he came in, he said, I said, son, what time's the game? He said, don't worry about it, Dad. He said, I done told him that I wasn't going to come. Amen. Amen. And I said, how do you feel about the decision? He said, well, I'm a little disappointed. And my heart sunk in me just a little bit. I told Jesse this, my heart sunk just a little bit. And I thought, man, God, you've been so good to us. I hate that something like that have a grip on it. And I said, son, I said, we're going to honor the Lord. And the Lord's been honoring us. And he cut me off. I felt like the old prodigal in Luke 15. I had rehearsed in my heart what I was going to tell him. And he cut me off in the middle of it. And he said, Dad, I'm not disappointed about not playing a game. I'm disappointed they scheduled it on a church night. Somebody ought to help me a little on that one right there. You know what that is? Look here. You say, well, praise God, I'd have done it. Well, I wouldn't have. Amen. I wouldn't have, but I'll tell you what God's been doing. And this is the point. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. And I hope it'll come across. Yes, that my life, Alyssa, was not like that. And listen, God did not have my heart. He didn't have all that I was. But boy, there came a time that I said, Lord, I wish you would take my life. And the Lord said, I'll take yours and the next generation's too. Amen. And I'm saying this. And because of that, God's done something for him. It may not help you for him to stand with me, but I'm liking it awful good. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you this. It's untelling what God will do with your life if you just give it to him. You just give it to him. Just give it to him. Take it. Yeah, somewhere and listen. I asked him before and I said, how's it going? He said, they're losing. I said, good news, we'll be winning tonight. Yeah. We're winning. We're winning, thank God. We're winning, thank God. Thank God. I told you it's a praise break. I ain't preaching, I'm praising right now. Boy, I'm a thanking God, amen. I'm a thanking God that it still works, amen. Hey, it's still good to give your kids heart to Christ. It's still good to put church in front of everything else. It's still right, amen. It's still right. It's still right, amen. Amen. Sit on the front. I might need you again, amen. I'm saying this, thank God. I'll tell you what else it done. Whenever it came time for that, whole heaven had questions too. Whole heaven looks up to his big brother. You know how they are. You know how that works. And whole heaven looked up to big brother. We were sitting there and he said, Dad, championship game's on Wednesday. He said, I guess he ain't going, is he? Amen. When old Davis came in, he said, boy, I wasn't disappointed about it. You know what it done? It fired off a shot across the Sexton home. Had said, as for me and my house, we really are going to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I told Jess, I said, I went from being down till those words got out of his mouth and I jumped up and got ready to take off running. Amen. And then the next, I might not preach nothing else. Amen. But the next day I was out there. I'm telling you, God was helping me praying in my garage. And it wasn't too much further after that, Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff sent me a message. And it had little Eileen standing up there. I was standing by the fireplace and her little arm was up. And she was singing, oh no, the old story, it never grows old. And I thought, thank God, it was good for Abraham and Isaac. It was good for the three Hebrew children. It was good for the disciples. It was good for D.L. Moody, and it's still good today. Amen. That same story about the same Christ and the same God that'll reach down and to the uttermost. I'm telling you, thank God. And thank God. And you ought to just give God your life. Amen. 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 Oh, Jonah, say, do a work on me. Sometimes that work on you. And look here, we ain't legalists about it neither, amen? I ain't trying to go around brag to the world and be like, we're holy and you ain't. That ain't what we're trying to do. I ain't interested. I ain't trying to raise up a bunch of Pharisees. Look up at me. I ain't trying to raise a bunch of Pharisees. But I ain't raising soccer players neither. Like it, lump it, I don't care, amen? Don't make not no difference to me. I ain't raising pharmacists, lawyers, or doctors. That's not what I'm trying to do. Listen, if they turn out any other way, it'll be Justin because they made that decision when they stepped outside of the house of Kevin and Allison. Amen. We ain't trying to raise baseball players, are we? Amen. He said we ain't even trying to raise bull riders. I like all of it, but that ain't what we're trying to do. Hey, listen, we ain't trying to raise beauty queens, Chloe. Thank God. We're trying to raise folks that can come to the house of God and start singing for God and without any scars on them. And I'll tell you what they ought to do. Hey, they ought to just come and say, take my life. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I feel good tonight. I'm telling you, thank God. I feel the Holy Ghost is helping me. I mean, listen, old Jonah said, do a work for me. He'd say, do a work on me. Oh, but thank God, while he's down there in the belly of the whale, him old potter's hands, he said, God, do a work in me. Amen. Oh, thank God. I'll tell you what the Lord will do if you'll just come up and say, take my life. He'd take those hands and he'd start reaching down into that clay. He'll take those hands and start reaching where, thank God, you came. Amen. Oh, yes, dear friend. If you say, Lord, take my life, and those hands will reach where your hands have never been. And they'll start dealing with Sam, listen, and preacher, they'll start dealing with things. And those things that are hidden, and the Holy Ghost will put his finger on them and bring them up out of darkness. Amen. have those things you've tried to ignore. He'll bring them to your memory. I'm telling you this, thank God, it may not be easy, but it's right, amen. It's right to come up and say, Lord, I'd sure like for you to take my life and do a work in me. I'm telling you, thank God there was a time. And my wife, listen, if you love it, that's between you and God. I ain't even against you, amen. And I don't want to come across that way. But Creston, there's a time in my life I'd get up on a Saturday morning, and my wife would bear witness. I'd get up on Saturday morning, Kyle, and I'd turn on College Game Day when the winter chill was in the air. The fall was there. I'd turn on Kirk Herb Street. I'd watch them, and I'd just sit. And I'd watch football game at her football game at her football game. I'd watch it 3 hours, and then 6 hours, and then 9 hours. And then, you know, there's the big game comes on at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and you'd have to watch that one too. And boy, and I got in the middle of watching that one day, Rod, and the Holy Ghost got to deal in my heart and said, how much time have you wasted watching one of these games that you could have been spending time with me? And you'll ask my boys this. They might have caught a game or two. We might have caught a minute or two. But in Davis's 16 soon to be years, we've never one time sat down and watched a ball game together from start to end. Is that right or not right? It's not never happened. I can't. And I'm not against folks who can. I want you to understand that. I'm just telling you, there was a time that mighty hand reached down in my heart. And hey, listen, it may not have your heart. You may can watch it, Donnie Neal, and it not never bother you. But I couldn't do it. I'd start to watch it and it'd get too much of me. It'd start to get in my mind in the morning, and then it's in my mind throughout the day. And the only statistics I knew was how many yards Ken Dorsey threw, how many yards Willis McGahee ran for. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I can't remember none of them, and I don't care. Thank God. But oh, I tell you what'll happen, praise God. You take that time, start putting it in this book, and you'll find out. You'll find out, friend, how that God will start doing a work on the inside of you. He'll start putting on things you didn't know that you even had was there. But oh, what a happy day when God takes your life. Amen. He's done a work on me. He's done a work for me. He's done a work in me. I thank God. What about in Jonah chapter 3? Y'all know, Kelsey, you for sure know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. I want you to listen. You know what happened then? Oh, Jonah's prayer was, Lord, you've done a work for me. You've done a work on me. Done work in me. Now what I'd really like for you to do is do a work with me. When I got trying to think about this, is I'm just trying to get out. This right here is about as good as I can make it. I'm not a potter. And the best I'm going to do, Callie, with these old hands is I'll probably make you something that looks like this. And there may be somebody in here could do a little better with that. But what I've made is limited only by my abilities. Y'all with me? Some of you are with me and ahead of me. You're already there. See, whatever the clay tie becomes is limited to how good the potter is. And that's why what you got here with me is absolutely nothing. It ain't no count. This thing might hold water and it might not. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not. But I'll tell you what the Lord done with old Jonah. He said, all right. He said, you done went as far away as you can go, and I brought you back. Gave him a message, and it wasn't even a good one. It wasn't 4 points, 3. Pap, they didn't rhyme, nothing. He says, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Bible says they believed God. Ain't that right, Brother Williams? They just believed God. Ain't that right, Miss Beth? They just believed God. You know what he found out? God didn't need him to be a big, great vessel, amen. It's not the vessel that needs the glory. It's what's on the inside of it that comes out. And so what I found out is God, He takes a lot of people and He puts them in a lot of places, and it may seem messed up. Moses on the backside of the wilderness for 40 years. You find that the Apostle Paul spent 3 years in the Arabian desert. You'll find, who else? David, he spent probably about 20 years or so running away from Saul. I mean, listen, friend, I'm talking about thank God. Friend, there's a lot of people that God put something in their life while He was working for them and in them, but then came the blessed day that God decided to work with them.
You say, preacher, would God use me? Well, I'll tell you this. If you would stop that prayer where Jonah should have stopped it and said, Lord, I beseech thee, take my life. You said, here it is. Broken vessel and all. Empty, you fill it. Broken, you patch it. Whatever. But I'm honest with you. Now listen to me. I'm done preaching right now. Listen, you get ready to come. Donnie, whoever's going to say, you get ready to come. I want you to listen to me. I want y'all to hear me very carefully. Y'all listen real good? The only people in this church that God won't use are the people in this church who refuse to be used. That's it. You say, preacher, I'm broken. Yeah, that's okay. All right, but I'm asking you this in an honest heart. Would you be willing to stop that prayer where he prayed it? He said, Lord, I beseech thee, take my life. Do something for me. Do something in me. Do something on me. And do something with me. And when we check out this thing, Rodney, everybody, Missy, this is right. This is right preaching. I'll amen it myself. It's right. At the end of this thing, at the judgment seat of Christ, Jess, we'll not celebrate how many three-pointers, how many touchdowns, how many turkeys, how big the deer, how many cars. No. We won't celebrate 401ks, houses, land. Somebody help me. I'm trying to hit everything I know about. We're not going to celebrate clothes. But boy, it'll be a happy day when we get to the judgment seat of Christ. Say, God, I remember that there was a time that I said, Lord, would you take my life? God said, all right, that's all I've been waiting on. That's all I've been waiting on. I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet.